Hi, my name is Devin Nakota. I play Annika in Scream 6, and this is Young Entertainment Mag.
How are you, Devin?
I am so good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Your headshot, the one that I have, you had like super, super long hair. So I am so surprised to see this look.
She's shorter. She's red-ish now.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. I love it. And I love the suit jacket as well. You're killing it.
Thank you.
All right. So let's start. Hi, I'm John Harmon Cooper from Young Entertainment Mag, and it's so nice to meet you. Before we dive in, oh, thanks. Can you tell me, what was your first introduction to the Scream series?
My first introduction to it, not gonna lie, not a horror fan. So it was auditioning for this.
Did you watch the movies to audition?
No, I actually, so funny story, I didn't know that I was auditioning for Scream when I was sent it. They were being super secretive about it. So it was like untitled movie. It was like a really short scene. So I had no idea. After I booked it, I went back and I watched not all of them because I'm a chicken. But yeah, that was my introduction to the Scream franchise.
I totally feel it. So what then was it like to find out, oh, this thing I auditioned for, it's Scream, and like, I'm in it. What was that like?
So I found out that it was Scream when I had, so I got a call back and I got to meet Matt, Tyler, and Chad. And like same scene. And I met with them like on Zoom like this. And yeah, when my manager called me, she's like, so, by the way, it is Scream. I'm like, Scream, like you mean like the ghost face guy, like that Scream? She's like, yeah. So I was like, okay. And then obviously I was like, okay, this is like huge. This is a huge moment. I'm like, I would love to be a part. I've never done horror before. So that was something new to me as well. I've always wanted to do a horror film. So that was super exciting. And then yeah, when I found out, like I'm crying for hours. Crying. Oh,
that's so sweet. Yeah. And I saw on your Instagram yesterday that you like got to take a ride past the billboard. So what was that like, going from like finding out you're in the series to like seeing it come to fruition?
It's insane. I'm gonna cry if I think about it. This whole experience has been the best time of my life. But yeah, like landing in New York and just maybe like 5 minutes into our drive, saw that billboard and I was like, just immediately started tearing up. I'm like, Marco, my boyfriend, I'm like, I'm gonna picture right now. I'm like sticking my head out the window. Yeah, that was crazy to see.
Yeah, it's so cool. If you, Devin, were to run into Ghostface, what would you do?
I would probably like, go into a hermit like little ball and cry.
wow. So you wouldn't laugh, you wouldn't run away, you wouldn't fight back, you would just like shut down?
Yeah, maybe in the moment. You know what? I feel like, yeah, if I saw him, that would be my first instinct. But then, you know how like sometimes you have a conversation with someone and then later you're like, oh, I should have said that.
Yes.
Then I would have been like, if I made it out alive, which I probably wouldn't if I was just a hermit, then I would be like, oh, I should have like beat him up. I should have tried. I love doing my own stunts. I've done some kickboxing. So like I could do a little, you know?
Oh yeah. So let's talk about some of the great actors that you got to work with in this film.
Yes.
First, Jasmine, who plays Mindy, your girlfriend. What was it like working with her?
It was like, we had way too much fun. Like it was just, we just had so much fun. She really is now one of my best friends. And every it's so funny because obviously we're filming a horror movie and there's lots of blood and there's ghost face and all that, but it's like the second everyone was like cut, it was like just laughter and happiness and just like good vibes all the time. And Jasmine was one of the first people that I met. Obviously, I have she plays my girlfriend, so most of my scenes are with her, and she made me feel really welcomed in the be like just I mean everyone did, but she really like took me under her wing in the beginning, and now I can't get rid of her.
Is that her taking you under her wing? Was that like how you two were able to build like the chemistry that we see on screen?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm a pretty shy person, especially walking into this iconic franchise. I was like, okay, these people are so cool. I'm like, don't embarrass yourself, Devin, but I'm pretty shy. So when I met her for the first time, I was like, hi, like, nice to meet you. I'm Devin. And she's like, oh, she literally took my phone out of my hand and goes, let me give you my number, and just puts her number in right away. I was like, okay. She's like, we can hang out. I'm like, okay, I'll hang out with you. Like, thanks. And then it took me a while to build up the courage to text her. But then we like had a spa day together.
Oh,
It was awesome. And yeah.
that's so cool. Now you're also working with Jenna Ortega, who played Wednesday Addams in the new Wednesday series.
Yes.
Tell me about working with her.
She is a such a professional. I have never seen she's just such a hard worker. I felt like I learned so much just watching her.
Yeah.
She's so talented, she's so kind, she's so funny, she's the best. And I feel like I even though she's younger, she's like one of the youngest in the cast, I feel like we were all just mesmerized by her work ethic. And
Yeah.
she's an incredible human.
Yeah. Tell me about that work ethic. Like, what is it about the way she works that sort of caught your attention?
She goes about it in a way that I'll give you an example. I'll give you a story. We had like a little meeting. And it was just kind of like just to meet the directors, like all of us. It was very chill. Like we didn't really think we were gonna like go over the script at all. And we were just kind of talking, laughing, and all of a sudden Jenna just pulls out the script and goes, plops it down on the table and goes, I have some questions. And she had like sticky notes and she was like flipping. She's like, so here, I have a question about this line. She's like, and she's just it was I was like, oh my gosh, like should I'm like should I have questions, like do I should I do this, I'm like what am I doing, and just like just such a hard worker, like it's just awesome, she's so fun to watch.
Wow, that's so cool. And then you also have some like pretty big deal Scream alum who are a part of this film as well. Did you get to interact with Hayden or Courtney at all?
I haven't met Courtney, I haven't met her. I'm assuming she's gonna be here tonight. I'm kind of freaking out about that. I met Hayden. Yeah, we were all staying at the same hotel. She's awesome. I feel like I only met her like a couple times, but they're so great, and I'm so excited to see them tonight.
Okay, so if you get to meet Courtney tonight, practice now. Like, what's your intro? What are you saying?
Oh my gosh, see, I'm gonna do the exact same thing. I'm gonna stumble in and then I'm gonna leave and then be like, oh, I should have said something clever or witty or something. I'm probably just gonna be like, hi, I love you. I'm Devin. I met Jack Quaid yesterday. Obviously he's in Scream 5, and he is in The Boys, which is one of my favorite shows of all time. And he walked in and my heart was beating so fast. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I can't do that. I'm such a fangirl. Like I don't know. I just and I went up to him and I was like, I love you. I love you so much. And he's like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's embarrassing. I'll redeem myself tonight.
All right. I'm in your corner. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you.
But it's actually cool to see that, you like are still like impressed and like having so much fun with it. 'Cause you've been acting since you were how old?
12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 12
And so
years.
I'm also curious, like, What would you tell, for instance, your Degrassi self, if you had a chance to talk to her? What would you say to her now?
I would, oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry thinking about it. Like, I just trust the process. Being an actor is not always the easiest thing. There's one of the first things that my agent told me when I was like 12 was, you're gonna hear 99 no's before you hear a yes. And I think when I was filming Degrassi, like I was 13, and that was hearing no and no. Like after that, I was pretty lucky in the beginning. And then once I started like saying people saying no to me, I got it was pretty tough. So I think I would just tell myself to trust the process, be patient with it. Everything that is meant for me will come to me, and I fully believe that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. Another one of your past roles, Riley in Ginny and
Yeah.
Georgia. So how would you say Annika differs from Riley?
I think Annika, I want to say she was born and raised in New York. She's a cool girl. She's very hip. She's very trendy. I think Riley is more of like the type A, like just preppy, more preppy dancer vibes she's giving me. Annika's like the coolest character I've ever made. She's like so sick. Yeah.
Very cool. Speaking of dancers, you started dancing at a very young age.
When I was two, yeah.
Wow. Tell me, do you still dance?
I dance occasionally. I sometimes I teach at my old dance studio. So that's really fun. I love doing that. And I actually taught them an acting class a little bit ago, which was really fun. So I would love I anytime, any chance I get, I love to dance. And it's so awesome when I get to dance in like a movie. Like that's my favorite thing, acting and dancing together. Like that's so fun to me.
Yeah, that is so cool.
Yeah.
So might we say Scream 7, see Annika
Yeah. Let's throw in a breakdance scene.
dancing?
I'm breakdancing
Is that your favorite?
around Ghostface.
Yes. Is that your favorite style? Hip hop? Do you have a favorite?
You know what? Yeah, I love hip hop. I do love hip hop. Maybe like a jazz funk. So like jazz and hip hop kind of mixed together.
Very cool.
Yeah, I love like the when I was teaching the kids, we did jazz funk, and it's like I always tell them that we're like pretend we're backup dancers. That's what I feel jazz funk is, and I just love like big performance, like love that so much.
That is so awesome. If you're teaching in New York, we want to know. We want to come.
Yeah. Oh
That
my God, I would love that.
would be awesome. So, Annika, if
Yeah.
you were to describe her in three emojis, what would they be?
Oh, I like that. Oh my gosh, that's such a good question. Now I'm like trying to think of all the emojis that I use.
Yeah.
Maybe like the dancing, like disco one, the one that's like
Okay.
that,
Yes.
maybe just the one that's like that.
Yes.
Because I feel
I
like
started using
she's
that
very
more.
fun. Like she's a cool girl. She's cool. Oh, and maybe the sunglasses one, because she's
Okay.
cool.
Very, very cool. You are so awesome. Congratulations on this
Thank
film.
you.
Have the best of times tonight.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So nice to meet you.
Likewise. Take it easy.
Bye. You too.
Bye.
Thank you so much. And don't forget to subscribe to Young Entertainment Mag.